order. Roll call.
Randy.
Gary.
Mark.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's see, we've got the approval of the agenda. And I do have two additions to that. One is for, under liquor store, there's a person that we're looking to hire there. And then the other one is to approve the work comp, also that'll be added to that too. Under,
is that going to purchasing and personnel?
Yeah, under purchasing and personnel. Having fun.
Do you want that shut?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Just please tell me.
Okay, then open forum. All right, then we go to the consent agenda.
I had a couple questions on the consent agenda.
All right.
The welcome sign was also addressed in the consent agenda. Where is that at?
That was in the minutes that you approved it because the city did receive $2,000 in boost funds from Sourcewell. So Jessica called or emailed K&M Signs saying this was approved. Can we please get it ordered? I don't think she's heard back yet.
I wanted to make a motion to accept the consent agenda and check paid as stated.
Second.
You know, all in favor? Aye.
Did we have a vote on the approval of the agenda?
I guess we should back up and I'm going to need a motion and a second on that approval of the agenda too.
Was this under the one? Resolution?
That was under the consent agenda, which you just approved.
But do you want a separate motion for that?
Okay.
Yeah, I need a motion on the approval of the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All right, then we go to new business. 50 Lakes Day Committee Report.
Okay.
36 and 37.
So, as you can see, and I'm sure as you all are aware, the heat did take a toll on the numbers for the bar, I believe for the fire department as well. We had a meeting, a wrap-up meeting, and went over things. From that meeting, the committee did ask if the fire department would consider not having brats and hot dogs and just doing a pork roast for the day, that maybe that would help your sales.
We'll just do pork all day.
Yeah, just a thought. Randy suggested a pickleball tournament and having an MC for the day to announce things as they're going along, which is a great idea. Is there a possibility? Volunteers are short, you know, handed every year, but to have walkers selling raffle tickets for the fire department. Bar open later, we heard. Lions not by the fire department. Lori will get more involved with the ads because she's an expert at it. Because there was something left out, the pork roast was left out of our big boards, but it was on the radio and different flyers. We're already working on bands. We're looking at an extender from Tremolo for
what's that?
Wi-Fi. I think that's for the ETAB, correct?
Pull tab. The pull tab machine out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
POS.
I think...
Not having a live feed.
Yeah, I don't think we'll do a live feed again. The speaker system didn't work. I didn't know that. Then kind of having a round table with my family, I said, what would you like to see? Because they have kids and stuff, and they said, you know, not having food in the bar is not a big deal, but they come back for fireworks. They said it'd be so cool to have a food vendor that stayed through fireworks then.
There were a lot of people that were hungry. I know.
Yeah.
I caught.
We were getting food away.
Yeah, like 7:30 or
something. We were keeping a place for not here. Just,
yeah.
We had so much food left over.
Right.
Almost that. Yeah.
So I am going to look into it. We were just at an event in Brainerd at a church, and they had food trucks there. And there was a couple of them that looked really good. There was even a coffee food truck. That might be kind of cool, too. You know, there's people who don't want alcohol, you know, and a good cup of coffee might be nice.
A cup of coffee or 90 degrees?
No. Iced maybe. Yeah. Yeah, we had, I guess there was an issue on pricing, outside bar, inside bar. Some people question cash only, but there's no way around that, to be honest. You know, we have the ATM. It makes such a nightmare for balancing anything, because we'll have credit card slips that are, I mean, feet long.
Right.
And well, the system seems to crash.
Do you need cash?
Just heard that there was a question as to why. I think it came from...
I think someone's asked.
At the fire department must have
asked. You know, I've been to a rodeo. I watched this too. I was at the rodeo, and then we were at the races this past weekend. There's an ATM machine right there outside.
Okay, good to hear.
Everything was cash.
Yeah. Okay.
It's faster. Well, and I think having it on the flyer in advance, it only got posted a week before. So I think going forward, people will get used to it, you know.
Yep. I do when I go to something like that, but not everybody does. Then there's talk about bingo and the timing of bingo and the timing of the meat raffle. And, you know, if you don't make money on bingo, should you be doing it? If you're not making money on meat raffle, should you be doing it? Because, I mean, and I know it was said that, but we do it for the community, but you really got to think about it. If you're not making money, should you be doing it?
Not even the lobsters either. So they're really disappointing.
You what?
I didn't win the lobsters.
Oh, I didn't buy a ticket.
But we did talk about next year, if we do the meat raffle, it's going to be gift certificates to Emily Meats versus meat, because it was so hot, people didn't know what to do with their meat, and if they leave and don't come back, well, now we chased them out of here. You know, whereas if it's a gift certificate, they could put that in their pocket and continue hanging out. So
my question then is, have your numbers been finalized? Did you make money on any of your
areas? I don't know where the food is at.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten any bill from Tracy.
Oh, okay.
So depending on what his bill is what it will make it. If he donates the hot dogs or the broths like he has in the past, we'll make a little bit. Otherwise, no, we won't.
Okay. Because it was really a great point at our 50 Lakes Day meeting, I thought, because it made me think, too, about our dart game that we lose money on every year. And different things. We do it for the day, but then one of the young moms that joined the committee now said, I understand that. She's a community service person on school board stuff. She said, but if you're not making money, why are you doing it?
But the dart game used to make all the money.
It did when we solicited for free everything. My Rhonda, she won't do that.
It's hard to go ask people for freebies.
Yeah. So it's just food for thought that once you get your numbers, really think about it. The committee supports whatever you want to do. If we have to scale back a little in your area, our area, or whatever. So, and you guys can add to it. You guys were all there. If you have anything more.
Well, yeah, we kind of slacked on the meetings.
Yeah.
Meetings this year, and it just was schedules didn't work, and I think with just the new bar staff, there was things, you know, just a lot of that training and going on and trying to have staff meetings. It just, we didn't have the meetings like we did the year before, And Ann and I both know we needed those meetings.
We did.
You know.
And going to the second week instead of the third week, it really sneaks up on you. And when it was the third weekend, I understand why we moved it.
It is the third weekend.
It used to be the last weekend and we moved it to the third. Yeah. No, it does sneak up on you. And we've had so much going on with other things in the city and everybody has lives.
Yeah, hopefully next year will be a little smoother coming in, but we were a lot of stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going on, yeah.
New, I mean, so many brand new people too.
I was new to it on the gambling side of things. Granted, I've been involved in past years on volunteer side. So new to me, new to her. Just a lot of new.
And a lot of new staff.
Yeah.
I mean, they were well prepared, but the weather hurt.
The weather hurt.
So many people, we were busy in the morning and everybody left.
Yeah, my wife and I would have stayed much longer, but that heat just made us cold.
That's all I have on it. Move forward with planning next year.
I would like to see more support from like a council for such a big event. That this is my opinion. I mean, like, I want to thank Brandy. Like, Mark, I know you were working like fire department, but like Randy was offering support for a while there, and I really appreciated that, Randy. I guess I would have liked to see that from all of the council. That's just my opinion.
And again, I think, like Ann said, we were lacking volunteers. And in the past, there was a real push for the volunteer list. And, it just, I don't even know where it hung on this past year. But I think to push for that, which again, if we have our meetings and we keep up on it, then we're saying, okay, who's the volunteers? Who can we bring in?
I was posting on my personal social media. I was asking friends and family. I mean, every week during meet raffles, I was asking, I put it on even the bar Facebook, so, I mean, definitely was asking, and there was none to be had, so.
Okay. All right, our next line of business is renewal of some CDs here.
You're still out there, right?
Oh.
Also, Tom, Sean, how did the piles of papers go? I saw a couple checks come in, going like four.
Where's that report?
Where were they advertising?
It was right next to the jail. And so jail and donations took in $306.
The jail did, but what did the tiles and the papers do?
The tiles?
Did we sell?
I think we sold one that day.
Oh, I sold one that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It still was too hot. The jail went down the tubes when it was so hot. At first it was busy, and we had two young kids that were arresting people, and it was so funny, and people were loving it, but it was just too hot. Even my volunteers in the jail, the two young moms, they said, can we go? Because they're little kids, they're getting sick. And I'm like, yeah, get out of here. Yeah. But I have to say, people are still sending. We got, a lot of face-to-face with people, explaining the park, explaining the tiles, and the checks are coming in.
So. Is there anything out on the board out there about it?
No, we just put the board. Well, the one board there is.
Are the tiles still just in the bathroom?
What do you mean?
Where are the tiles going?
They're going to go on the outside of the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe Jess has placed an order, our first order. So.
When?
I think she was placing an order last week, and it takes about 2 weeks to get them. So then we can start putting them up. So I think
and
once people
will
see that,
right there too.
It will. Yeah.
Were there any pavers gone yet, or no?
We don't have a plan for pavers yet. We're only working on tiles right now.
All right, thank you, Mark. All right, renewal of some CDs here. We've got two of them that are coming due.
two Pine River State Bank ones?
There's one from First National. Both are from First National.
One July. We have two more in August at Pine River.
You know, kind of the way I'm looking at it is that First Western, that's a 4.1 at 12 months. I don't know, that's just a thought that I've got.
That's in your handout. I don't know if you see that, Mark. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, that to me seems to be about the best one we've got, unless anybody else sees anything differently or...
Well, the one is for roads, and I don't know that you're going to have anything you're going to need it for a year. So if you wanted to do the 4.10 at First Western. Or there's a 7 month at 4.10 at First National.
If we do that, somebody that we would still leave us two of them over there.
We still have to pay for the Manhattan yet, don't we? Or the
we do, but we got another tax payment in just this week.
Okay.
So right now, roads is sitting at $200,000. And I don't know, I haven't entered the, how much.
I think that was wrong, 99, 100.
Yeah, it was.
We had to spray it, which was 750, so it's gonna be just over, and then just over 100,000.
Right, right, so.
And I think it'll be 101.
Yeah, so there's no reason we need to hold that roads one out.
No.
We can just turn that over. And then the other one's for the liquor store.
Emily, do you have anything coming up that you could use $50,000 for?
Nope.
Well, she's pretty good in her account, I think, too, right at the moment. If I'm not mistaken.
And I would like a separate motion for each CD.
Pardon?
I'd like a separate motion for each CD.
Please. Oh, all right.
I'm just trying to keep them spread out amongst the banks too.
Right, right.
But I'm kind of trying to balance here. We don't use friends in it all anymore, do we?
Mm-mm.
Have we approached them about what they're...
I think I did maybe a couple seasons ago and they weren't even close. And I also tried, it was Riverwood, but it's now Commerce State Bank,
yeah,
National Commerce.
What that is?
And they actually... are so corporate. I tried to call them twice and it went to a automated voice. All of our representatives are busy right now. Twice I called. Please hold the line. And it just kept going over and I thought, if I can't talk in our small town directly to...
In person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very disheartening.
Yeah, you call First or Pine River.
Exactly.
You know the person who answers. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right.
If you look at, excuse me, Mark, if you look at the maturity date for those Pine Rivers are up in August.
Right, so we got two more coming next month.
Yeah, three.
Three? Yeah.
So.
Yes, three of them next month. Where do they fall under general?
One's flip, one's so fire, and the other's
fire.
General, capital.
When is our fire truck payment due?
This month.
This month? Is there enough in there right now, or?
You've got $28,000.
In the.
Well, in your fire truck loan account, you've got $2,400.
Just okayed another $2,500. With that resolution we passed.
That was for bounce houses.
Bounce houses.
So I will need a donation this month. To cover the balance.
For
It's, I don't have it in front of me. I haven't gotten a note yet. It's 11,000.
You may text me tomorrow, would you please? We got a meeting tomorrow night and we'll address.
Oh, okay, good.
Tomorrow's a training, though. It's not necessarily a meeting.
But we have enough people, we can make decisions like that.
Oh, that'd be great.
Do a quick call.
Yeah, I'll get that. I'll just email you a copy of.
Well, I guess the main thing is we have enough money in that account also. Anyway, getting back to this, and that's where I'm going. Next month's one is the fire department one, so I'm wondering where we are that way. So, separate motions. Randy, you're going to make a comment there. I'm sorry, you got interrupted.
No, I was just talking about the maturity dates.
So. What are your thoughts? Would you do 1 and 7 or 1 and 12 or do them both in 12?
Oh, there's really not a big percentage there, but I think I'd do 1 each. I don't know.
Do 1 of each?
Well, if you're going to do...
You think interest rates are going to come around? People are...
I think they made a special deal for us on this, if I'm not mistaken. Is that true, Anna?
First Western did.
First Western kind of came up to that.
If it matters, First Western's who we bring all our gambling stuff to, so they're really good.
So they're kind of, I think they kind of are trying to solicit our business with a percentage point like that.
So what if you keep the bar at First National, just because then we don't have to go sign and all that? It's not starting over?
Right.
At the 7-month 4.10 and then do the 12-month. Or you want to try to hit a 4-point?
First Western.
For the 12-month for roads.
With the roads? Yeah. All right, so I make a motion that the CD at First National Bank, CD number 1601, become a 7-month CD with First National. No.
Yep.
First National Bank, yes.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Then I'll make another motion, the First National Bank CD 9405 be transferred to First Western at a 12-month 4.1.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, that takes us into committee reports of Mark.
CDL license updated. Is Rick going to follow through with that then?
I think he's going to check into it, yeah.
And we're going to cover all costs for that?
Yep, Sourcewell covers it all.
Okay. And the other thing, the Northgate resurfacing, which I don't know if anybody's been down there, but it's
looks
nice and smooth. And they're spraying with a little so-so, but yeah, it looked good.
No, it looked good. The approaches, I went out after it was all done, and it all looked
the
real approach, nice.
Yeah, I was there the next 2 days later, too, and it is. First class job, as always.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It looks nice.
Not that we have a lot of options for asphalt in the area, but they definitely
nice that they're done well.
Yeah, I think hopefully that road never gets touched in the rest of my lifetime, anyway. And that's about all I got. The roads, unless Chester's got anything. Chester, how far is he with the mowing? Chester's been mowing during the first pass.
Right.
Side. About halfway through. There's a lot going on. Yeah, I've run it. It's, what else? Yeah.
All right, and then we come to the liquor store. Staff report, review P&L.
Hey guys. Okay, I don't have anything we need to bring up, but it looks like for June, we're at 14.5%. $14,650.39. I didn't really have any big expenses. I do want to bring up, I had, sorry, my eyes are watering and bothering. I had, am I saying that right, Graham?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I had to have Graham come in today. My alarm was going off on my freezer. No big deal, I just need to thaw it out tonight. Must have, one of the pizzas must have kept it, the seal open a little bit overnight. However, when he was here, he did go into the liquor store. And, so we've been talking about the condensing on the doors. So the fan fixes it. He's like, here's your problem right here, easy fix. What he recommended is getting, we can get a wall-mounted fan, like in somewhat of an industrial size. But we wanted to point, so we wanted to point towards like the checkup spot, not the other way, because then they'll blow into, like the air will blow into the beer cooler, and that won't help. So on the far wall, should be on this back wall here. So you could just put a fan up and have it shooting down past all those doors, and that should solve the problem.
And we've been running the dehumidifier in there also.
Yeah, and does it seem like the dehumidifier is doing
that? Has anybody had that fan to get that moving, but, that? Yeah. Both of them together, I think.
Well, the one little fan that I have in there right now, it's only helping if it's pointing at that first door. It's just not big enough, not powerful, so. I could order one on Amazon, something that we can just have Chester mount on the wall and have it point along down the doors, and that was his recommendation.
Yeah, there's a good spot going on this end.
Yeah.
You know, I think last I looked, you had cases of something stacked there, and mount that up above, that would be a dandy spot for it.
Yeah, so hopefully that'll
be good. I think we've got electricity there, right there close at hand too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. So, and I kept forgetting to talk to you about this today, but did you get the report on the lottery?
Yes, and I'm sorry, I should have given you one.
Okay.
It's pretty cut and dry.
So
that's for 1 year, so it's...
Do you guys have a copy? You guys,
yes, they do.
Okay, so this is 1 year.
That's from July of last year through June
of this year. How does it...
So,
so if you look at your receipts, you took in $13,907 and we dispersed $14,424. So we're losing.
So we are. So we're dispersing more money than we're taking in.
Yep.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So I would really, really like a motion to just continue services if that's possible.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well, mine's got writing, I got to do some doing on it. So the way I'm beginning an imbalance on, that's 24.
So if you look at the bottom column receipts Anne just showed me, the 13,000, that was what was come in, but the disbursement was 14,000. So we're dispersing more than we have coming in.
Not a good deal.
No.
And, you know, we discussed it last month, but we didn't have this in front of us. And I don't know, my opinion is, if this ain't good, why should we have it?
Well, one time, 724, I mean, $500 in July of 24. Almost 2,000 in August. September we lost about, $100.
And if you do make a motion to discontinue, I would appreciate it if it said then to close the lottery account and move all those funds into the liquor store account.
Randy, please scratch out.
Nope.
We do.
A lot of that, Randy's right, pushed back on the gas station, I think.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, we'll buy them here and buy them at multiple places around Christmas, especially, and then open them 25 days of Christmas kind of thing. But I don't ever come back here and redeem them. We should go to a holiday.
You know, I've bought a few here and there, and I mean, but what I buy is maybe $50 a year, if even that. You know, it's not make or break.
Yeah,
place,
that's
so,
us. Just
you know, if
you're doing $13,000 per total, $303 last week, $631.47. Like busier in the winter, huh? Yeah, it's losing money.
Yeah,
I'm sitting on something losing money. I make a motion we close the scratch off and move the funds that are remaining in there to the liquor store.
Do we have to contact the state? Do they need a lead time on that? Or?
Jordan can be here this week to taste a follow. I mean, he just said when you guys are ready, he can just come take everything back.
So he didn't seem real disappointed that we were going to pull him?
He was looking at the numbers too, and he's like, you guys aren't making any money. So.
It's not like a gas station.
Yeah.
All second Mark's motion. All in favor.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. So, Jake and Tracy did not work out, so they just resigned. And Cindy and Wayne are doing fabulous. It's a lot of help. Interesting to see, just last night, Anne, there was over $1,000 in food sold.
Yay.
Having a cook on makes my bartenders around the floor, selling more drinks, and it's fabulous. It's a lot of support for me. I really appreciate it. All that extra behind the scenes kind of things that you have to do, stocking and portioning and all that stuff. So,
okay.
What are you moving forward, like Wednesday, Thursday? How big a staff are you running?
Just one cook a day. And just through the summer, or like someone here every day. Especially like mainly in the evenings, and then in the winter, definitely take a look at scaling that back.
How about the liquor staff?
I really don't think that we need. I was curious what that was about earlier, but you know, I mean, just having someone in the kitchen really alleviates my bar staff to be able to take care of the liquor store. Move down, you know, pull tabs and drinks. It's really helpful.
So I'd need one motion to accept the resignation of Jake and Tracy.
Yep.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Then we need a motion to accept hiring Cindy Anderson, Wayne Kyle, and Siri Evans.
Yes,
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Is that a motion?
Okay, you got a motion.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then we all have a letter of correspondence from Robin Denault in there. I don't know if we need to really discuss it much, but just to be aware of it and how some people are feeling here.
And that's all I have for you guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
So if anybody wants to talk about that or anything, otherwise we'll keep moving along here.
You're on the roll. Keep it up.
Who's on it? Any idea?
It's a very generic or very open letter. It, the only one that she really refers to is Jesse being a great one, but everybody else seems to be. So.
Sometimes things are busy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've stood there waiting for drinks occasionally too, but I mean, that's the nature of business. So, to update all of them. All right, planning and zoning, which, really, there a lot of things are going on. We're going to have a cannabis ordinance coming to us next month that we are going to have to vote on. Other than that, I think it's going along pretty well. I think Bethany's got a lot of permits and whatnot she's working on, and she's just busier than anything, so that's great. Yeah, I think that pretty much is covers it, where we're at with that. And that brings us to the parks with Tony, and she's not talking tonight, so. I think, you know, we've got a bill. The main thing is the updates on the progress, and we've all seen that. The bid on the water filtration for the splash pad, which, I don't think we even need to look at that. It's, in my opinion, way out of
where we want to be.
We are right now still working on, I've been calling different filtration places. Chester's been working on it also. We're trying to get a plan together here. We're really putting some good effort into it, but it's just taking us a little time to figure out what we need and stuff like that. So I spent some time yesterday, the day before, yesterday calling different filter. I got into commercial filters, and I was just calling around an awful lot and trying to get in ideas. Chester has come up with some really good ideas, and I think we just need to do a little more research, but I think we're really heading in the right direction here.
He and I talked about it quite a little bit this afternoon, and he had found a used one, but like I encouraged him to do, get all the salesmen, so maybe we can get some input from them as far as, because that's what they do. If they're a salesman, they know what it needs. And then if that one, he found a used one for $4,000, if that fits into what we're doing, we're still going to buy filters so there's a sock on.
Right, right.
And the other thing, Chester, I just thought of, and I don't know if anybody has any contacts over with the mine, we use those at the manganese mine also.
Oh, sure.
It was actually a 7-bag system, because we were trying to cover the smallest minute particle.
Trying to reclaim.
And we just dump them out, wash them out, and then reclaim all the stuff that the filters picked up. And I believe that was either a 6 or 8 sock system.
Who would be a contact? Maybe we talked to
him. I don't even know. Cohen Power still owns it.
Oh, all right.
Char is still
in. I don't know that Crow Wing Power still owns it. I thought it was an actual mining company.
North Star Manganese.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you guys kept up, that's kind of a...
But now that you said that, my son-in-law is a geologist and works at Talon Mine. For Tesla. I mean, they're mining nickel for Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to ask him. I bet he does. So, yeah.
Well, I think we're at a point where we're going forward in a great fashion here. And it's just going to take a little bit to get this figured out.
Well, and I did have a call today then, because we got this one. North Country Plumbing is working on their bid as well. And they've been told it's supposed to be a filter system. They stopped and got a water sample today. I took 4 water samples into AW Research today. So I think...
I know I spoke with the well driller also last night. You know, he said the iron issue there is what we've got is called clear water iron. it's, he said, at the well, in the well, it's clear. But as soon as it hits air and it starts oxidizing, and that's where we're getting this iron from. So it's not like it's chunks of iron or anything going into it. It's actually something that I don't think it's not, it may end up clogging it over a time, but I don't think it's, I was kind of thinking it was like particles that were getting in and clogging things, but it doesn't seem to be that's the truth. So
that's small microns.
Right.
And then I think, if I don't tell you wrong here, I think it varies on the depth that you drill to. Right? Just like hit the pocket sand.
Well, here we've got manganese from 90 to 240.
Yeah.
Is our manganese deposit in this area. So anytime they're drilling, and that's the thing with septic systems, they want everybody to be over 100 feet.
Right.
Well, that puts you in the manganese. I don't know about your toilet, but if you lift up the bowl, it's all black in the back of the water closet.
Well, I spoke with a neighbor, and he has pounded two out of the three wells over there, and the shell one wells are nice where his deep well is.
And that's where I kind of wish we would have only gone at 60 or 80 feet.
But see, that's where I spoke with Josh, and he talks about production and being able to get a sufficient amount of water that we were asking for. He said he had a nice vein from 106 to 109 feet, nice sand. He said if it would have been for a house, he'd have grabbed it, it would have pumped 10 gallons a minute. But that doesn't do what our requirements were, you know, so he kept going. And I honestly, I don't know the depth, but I think he had said that they do have 20 feet of screen in there too, to be able to get that volume of water in there that we need.
It was interesting though that I got a water sample from Patty, unsoftened. They don't soften their water, and her well is about 180 feet deep, clear as a bell in the bottle. But then the sample there is red, orange.
And that's, well, I made this call at the very beginning because I know what that fire department well does. It's the same thing. It's orange water.
Yeah, that one was orange. Not quite as orange as the park, but it's orange.
You know, I also spoke with Josh. He just drilled a well a mile and a half down the road on that one pole barn that got tore down. He said, that's great water. Too bad you ain't down there, you know. He had he had good water easy down there, you know. So it is what it is.
Do you think though, Gary, we were talking today about council maybe asking Chester if he would power wash some of the equipment?
Oh, absolutely.
It scrapes right off with my fingernail.
I think with us, you know, just to keep our equipment looking decent, I'm thinking we should power wash it every couple weeks or something just to keep it's going to get red again, but at least if we
kind of keep up on it when we figure it out, it won't look quite so bad.
Exactly. And I'm really hoping that one of these systems that we can figure out here will take care of a good part of that. We may still have to power wash, but if we could cut it down significantly, it sure would be nice, you know.
Right. I am happy with how the discharge of water. It hasn't gone past the popple tree.
Yeah, Chester and I were just talking about that as where it's soaking in. It's just going in. It's great.
And maybe on a wet year we might have issues, but at this point.
Well, this has been a kind of a wet year.
We were sweating it here looking over it. Yeah. Now you look at it, it's like.
It just sinks right in, so that's pretty cool. So, all right, anyhow, that's kind of where we're at on that.
So this is on the way back burner.
Yeah, that's going to be nothing. So then, I guess, if we're ready to move on, I'll go to Randy with fire and rescue there.
I'll hand off to Justin.
We had four medicals last month, June. And of one fire, we don't have too much news. 50 Lakes Day. I got a phone call last week about some exercise equipment that this lady wanted to donate to us. I said, we just don't have any room for it. And I know we got people that would use it because of people that go on Cross Lake and they pay a fee to use their gym, which kind of leads to the new fire hall type of conversation too, but I just gotta tell her no, we don't have any room for it or anything.
What did they have a meeting last night? Is there a night before?
No, last Monday we had a meeting. Just moving along, I guess. But yeah, I just gotta tell that gal no that we can't. Her dad was the chief of Edina fire department. He always kept his guys going. And so that's what she said. We got it here, so if you guys want it, you can have it. But it's got to... I know. That's like.
Could we put the. What's in the first bay? The first small bay?
The Wheelers?
Could you. I don't know.
We're so, that's why we need a new hall. We were so. There's not much room out there.
Do you have enough room to, say, line it up on one of them walls, and then if you guys wanted to use it, you back the Wheelers out, or does it all just take up way too much room?
I don't know. You can walk around and
they can get over there for now.
No.
Hey, we got the two back rows are open.
Put it in here.
Hey, I'd use it.
Right? I mean,
I would.
They're like,
you can put one right here. It could be a clothes rack right here in the middle.
You could put it right in front of Jess's desk when I'm talking to her.
You guys got room over here?
Get that storage.
What all is it?
Throw away.
She sent me pictures of it. It's more like a. She said they're a Nordic track, but it was like a weight. One was like a weight machine. I thought it looked like a Bowflex, you know, with big weights on it and stuff, kind of. So, but there's two of them. And she sent me pictures, and I'm like, well, I'll bring it up the council if you have a spot for it, but I don't think we do. So.
The only way we could, if you don't have any place, you could just kind of stash them up in the back of something out and then pull them out so you can use them. Or
I just don't think
you can. We're already short six lockers.
Yeah, and all the games are moved, so those lockers are all empty. But that's where you're going to put the other lockers, right?
We've got six people that are doubling up the locker.
Yeah.
I
want to buy another one of them trailers and share.
You can't put the lockers in where the others are.
I don't know.
Those are double lockers.
Kind of counterproductive.
All the way through there, and that's, you know, when you walk in there, you're going to, you got room to put your gear on and stuff. So you can't see.
How about the other walls? No?
No, you just.
Okay.
You got to squeeze through them all to get in there. So.
Just no way in the office.
How about in the community center?
We rent it
out to much.
Unless they could be pushed in. I mean, I could clean out the furnace room. Most of that could go in the trailer.
Are you going to fit in there?
To lift it.
No, but if he says it's a Nordic track is typically something you can fold up, right?
Yeah, that's what she called it, but the picture she showed me was kind of like more of a weight machine type of thing, kind of.
And that's what Nordic tracks are, but then if it's the one you can fold.
And doesn't have wheels that you can tip and wheel it out.
Yeah.
Like I have a treadmill I can fold and it's on wheels.
You can wheel it. Move it. Yeah, I don't know. I can pursue it a little more.
Well, if you can find a place for them, I think that's the big thing.
Is there room in your red trailer just until we figure it out?
There's room in.
I feel bad that.
I don't think so.
What is that
other
closet? That's what you're talking about, the furniture?
Yeah.
Well, that's something that I think we can try to figure out at a later time. We don't need to do it right now. We'll kind of
get
the meeting going.
Yeah, just get it informative.
But, you know, my opinion is if you can find a place for it, it'd be nice to grab it.
Okay. Speaking of lockers, I did hear that Emily has some lockers just sitting in a storage shed. I'm going to ask Blair about them, if they're using them or what they're... And maybe we can approach the city and say, hey, what are you doing with them? Can we get them from you or something? Say, however, they're just sitting in a storage unit. No one's using them. So.
Yeah, I think it'd be a great idea if we could get them, yeah.
And speaking of that, we're going to train with them tomorrow, Emily. They're going to come out here, and we're going to train down 136 with them and do some pumping and drafting and other stuff. So that'll be nice to get. So they got some new faces there, we got some new faces here, and get to know each other. working on grants with the grant writer. We tried quite a few of them this year. We got one coming up on Thursday. We're trying. We just gotta, that's what I keep telling her. We just gotta keep going, keep trying with them.
So, sorry to step in on this, Jesse, but, and I saw the line item in the consent agenda for the grant writer at 11 something for the dollars. We have been using her then? You've been meeting with her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry, I just wondered what she was working on. And I didn't talk that often, so.
I give her the information and she just kind of fills out all the paperwork and submits it. Because sometimes she's got to be, you know, there at like 9 o'clock in the morning. You got to be online ready to go and submit it right at their time frame because they take the first, you know, 600 people and the whole nation doing it. So you got to be like right there. So that's nice to have her to fill all that out and be there and go.
And what kind of grants is she brought up as far as a fire hall? Does she think that's something we should?
As far as the fire hall, I know we've been talking to her, and nothing's really available until 26.
Through 26, and it doesn't even look like there might be anything in 26, really.
Yeah.
Well, I think I think there's going to be something available sooner or later, and we're not, I don't think, in that big of a rush. We've got to start right away. We have a little patience. Things will come along here, but it's. We need to keep with the process here.
I got a question from the county about the warning sirens and the maintenance. I don't know if they approached you at all, Ann.
Well, I talked to them when they first installed them. They're supposed to be greased every other year, like 4 pumps.
Okay.
And at the time when we met with them, you just go rent a high lift one day, go up there, squirt, get them both done. But you'd have to rent a high lift. So my thought was, although every 2 years, it's going to take half a grease gun if we could do like a hose drop down. You know what I'm talking about, Chester? But if the grease sat there for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
It works good on an excavator and whatnot, where you're hitting it every day. But to let the grease sit in there for 2 years and then walk up and give it 4 squirts.
And I don't know what this was leading towards, if it was leading towards, like a county maintenance on all the sirens, or if it was just for a PDF to say that there's maintenance on them. He was just asking, what is the maintenance on your sirens? So I said, well, I got a council meeting next week, so I'll ask him, let you know.
Yeah, the guys that installed ours said every other year it needs about 4 squirts.
Is there batteries in there too? Isn't it solar and batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that's mounted all down lower, and I don't recall what the maintenance is on those.
But we should get him in touch with Bob Stanser, though.
Oh, I probably have his.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's the guru, and I know information here, but he was out there, and he was the guru from day one on these.
I'll just get a hold of him.
Great.
I
got his email and everything. Yeah.
I removed 4 more trees that were right in front of it.
Were they blocked by the
136?
Oh. Yeah, that grew up quick, didn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you had kiddos on the splash pad.
Right. I just got one more, kind of related to 50 Lakes Day. When we set up those tents out there, we had the idea this year to put some actual anchors into the parking lot, kind of like at airports where it's like a sonotube tube and then they put a bar in there. So it's basically flat with just a little bar, so that when we set that tent up, we can just tie it right to that. Then we don't have to have someone getting those big concrete piers inside here and getting the piers. We got to make 6 of them over every year. But if we have something in the ground that's cemented in there, it's already there. We can set it up, or we can set it up for another event if we have the trailer here.
Well, we could use it for more summer events, maybe then.
Now we got to do is set it up and ratchet it down.
It just takes a small army to put it up.
Yeah.
Take it down. That's the hard part. We've always run into that.
Well, we got the last couple of years have been good. We get 15, 20 people, and it's up in an hour, and down in less than an hour even. But
that's impressive. So who do you ask to do that?
It's just digging a hole and doing sonotubes and then.
So you, we can do it?
Yeah, I think so. Because some of them, we mark it, that's what those little pink marks are in the parking lot out there. We mark where those pads were at.
It wouldn't create a tripping hazard.
Yeah.
What about a plowing hazard? I think it's mostly up to Chester as far as who's the one.
Yeah. I was told to like look at the airports, and I guess the airports are nice and they're basically just flat. They're kind of dished out just enough so you can get a hook in there.
Probably like the splash pad, the ones that they...
They dish.
That'd be kind of like that, kind of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Andy Anfield brought it up to me when they had the tent there weeks ago, and we were looking at auger for a fence post. Maybe 3 foot long, and they got the pretty good eye on the top.
Right.
Cut a circle in the asphalt, two of them would be on dirt, one you'd have to worry about it, but the ones on the asphalt, maybe a 6-inch circle, and screw it down until the eyes, even if it fills up with dirt, you know where it's at.
You dig it down
and hook your tie strap to it, and anchor it down, because the snow plow would go right over the top.
Yeah, I think what Mark brought was a very delicate.
And there's no way you're going to pull, the wind would pull one of them out, you know, you could anchor anything to it.
You could actually put a little dirt in there after you're done, just so nobody would twist an ankle or trip in it.
Yep. And then get it down low enough, just screw it in until it's quarter inch or half inch, those assholes even. You can pick them up at an hour's feet farm or anywhere and drop them in there, screw them in. Not that big a deal. No.
So if we're okay with doing that, that'd be.
Yeah, I kind of like, because like I said, we could fill it up with dirt so you wouldn't twist an ankle or trip, and we'd get it down to where it wouldn't interfere with mowing.
I think you could fill it in. Fill it in flat, and then when you need it,
you dig it out.
Yeah. You get a screwdriver and pack a hole in it until the hook's on it, and anchor it back down.
I like that idea.
It wouldn't even hurt you to double up whenever you're going to do it. I know it's marked right now for 3 on each side. Mm-hmm. The next 10 might be a smaller tent or something. Double up while you're doing it so one size fits all.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't find it, but I don't know if we got a hold on it or anything.
Just who pays for it?
Anchors cost about $20 a piece.
Okay. So just be out of maintenance?
Yeah, we can put it right on maintenance.
Okay.
Chester can look into it. And if you find something that he can live with as far as being able to plow over it.
Yeah, you're the one that's got to live right, Chester, so we'll put that on your agenda.
Good. Good idea.
All right.
That's all I got for you guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. That comes to me then. Beginning the budgeting process for 26. Is there anything we need to just be notified?
I just don't, if you want a special meeting or not. Typically we have at least one, maybe two meetings, but.
Can you get us a preliminary maybe next month, and then we have until November?
Do you see any changes? Because it's going to be super easy if you don't.
Anything to do with that park would be the biggest change, I suppose.
Well, and how much more maintenance? And we're going to have to budget for that second part-time person, Rick.
When you hired him, that wasn't, the intent was to replace Bill for snow plowing.
Right.
And any extra little things.
But it seems with this park, we've had a lot of little extra things.
I think it's a sit down with him, though, before you do anything. He might not feel he needs.
Right.
Honestly.
Right. But, just make sure that's the only thing I can see changing is the park needing more time. And
once, sure though, the stuff is taken care of, it should just be nothing, is what we were told by other splash pad
cities. Right, but then, there's a small mowing and trim.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a great amount, but I think we need to, you know, if we have.
They did have people come in this weekend and said that the garbage was stinking over there. So Rick called Chester and Chester then, that was on Saturday, right?
Yeah, well, people, yeah, that's hard though. We're not gonna be able to be up here every day. They were all dumped on Thursday, so.
Now, with that said, we get a big crowd in, I mean.
Yes. But that's all something we should just sit down, maybe.
Where is it? I know this circling back, we already did parks, but where are they, where's the painting and fencing?
Well, they still have another layer of asphalt to put down, Chester said.
But he was still scheduled for the month of July.
Yeah, the other guys are scheduled for July as soon as that's done and cured.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, one more
thing. Oh, so, yeah.
That green space that's right out there, where we left some green space, a person on 50 Lakes, they said, well, rather than having that be grass there, why don't you just go buy yourself a yard or 2 yards of turf, put gravel in it, pack it in hard, and just glue some artificial turf in there. Because it's right in the middle, so if you blow it, you're either throwing them on the pickleball court or out the splash pad or into your, it's either right in the middle, where you blow the clippings. It was just a thought. I kind of thought I'd throw it out there and throw some artificial turf down on top of it instead of grass.
Yeah, you could get that plastic grid stuff and put smoker's ice rock on it too.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So it's something that you don't have to, you didn't have to go out there with the mower and spread grass clippings. The mix of things.
Worth the discussion. Mm-hmm. So
I appreciate that.
Just, you know, bring a preliminary budget back in August?
Yeah, let's see where we're at then, and we'll have some other discussions, you know, throughout the month here, and if, then we can, I think, tell a little better if we do need another meeting on that.
Okay.
Okay, then we review the letter of agreement for purchasing the additional property. What's everybody think of?
I mean, it's cheaper now. It's crazy not to jump on it. Did they kind of agree to this? Kind of
They know. They're just waiting for something to come. And they're actually on their way up Thursday. So
we'll have a response soon.
Yep, because if you approve this tonight, then I'll give it to them on this weekend.
Well, we need a motion on that, so.
I make a motion that we forward the letter to the Meehees of purchasing the property of the old golf course.
All second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, then we go to approve League of Minnesota City's casualty insurance.
Which is page 48. That was already in your packet. We have two different insurance.
This is our one on page 49 is different than over 48 somewhere.
It's 48 and 49. It's all the way through for our property and casualty insurance, all the way through 56. So that's just one policy, which insures all the buildings, all our vehicles, as you see in there, our pavilions, etc.
I had 49, just in that page 48
of the cover. We're on page 56, I believe.
So these are two separate proposals, the one you left on our desk tonight and the one
yes, correct.
We took over that.
I
you really even have an option other than these?
No.
Minnesota is about going. Have you deciphered the differences in the two?
One's for property and casualty, one is for work comp. Two separate policies. So if you make one motion for both, you can just approve the league's property and work comp policies.
I'll make that motion.
On both?
Yeah, on both.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, then we go to the initiative foundation funding request. Page 57.
Did they borrow us money?
They donated $2,000. I can't remember if it was last year or the year before. We wrote a little grant.
Yeah, and we generally give like $450 for
yes.
this.
I'll make a motion. We donate $450 to the Initiative Foundation.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Unless you discussion. All in favor? Aye.
Hi.
All right. Okay, then we've got to support the byway funding request.
It looks like at this point, I've seen the signs, it cuts down through Cross Lake, it doesn't include us anyway.
No, it doesn't. Not that I'm seeing.
Have we ever donated to them before?
I don't believe so at all.
Die for lack of motion?
Yeah,
you can
table
it. Well, let it die to lack of motion too, whatever. Okay, there's nothing happening on that end, so we'll move along, I guess. And the next is to approve Lori Prem of Premium Grant Services increase in service wage.
She has been at $60 an hour since she started with us. And she did like a wage, you know, she looked at different grant writers and the grants that they're writing and stuff, and she has requested an increase to $85 an hour, which is fully reimbursed by Sourcewell.
And she is such a great asset for us. I mean, she really gets weeds through the stuff.
And she does do pro bono things too. Usually on every billing there's a pro bono. I did this for nothing. So I enjoy working with her.
Yep.
She's so. Very easy to work with. She's great to work with.
Very detailed.
And like I say, without her, I don't know if we'd be giving the grants that we are giving. It's a lot of work.
I make a motion that we increase the wage at Premium Grant Services to $85 an hour.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Work comp, that's what you handed us. That's already on there.
We already did that one, yep.
Yeah.
So then we go to unfinished business. We got the splash pad pickleball grand opening.
I should have took it off because we're not ready.
So. Okay, well, let's let that one go. And that gives us to the MPCA grant agreement, which is the solar entity.
Correct.
And this is to do with. This is, is it the DNR that, or no?
This is MPCA?
MPCA that is wanting to grant us $49,000
mm-hmm.
for the solar on this building.
I was just going to ask, was that for this building here?
This one, yeah.
I just need approval to enter into this agreement.
Have we moved forward with the solar panels then?
I think we will with this grant, if I'm not mistaken. Our cost is going to be very, very, very
low. We have one more grant to apply for through Sourcewell for $50,000.
Okay.
That'll about cover everything.
Yeah, then I think we will have a cost of $700 and some.
And that one's probably looking pretty good.
Well, we can't submit it till July 15th, but Lori is on it. Okay. She's ready. She's going to Sourcewell tomorrow, her and Jess, to take a class on the new portal and all the funding that's available. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, I'll make a motion that we enter an agreement with the MPCA grant agreement with the $49,000.
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Open forum.
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Let's open and push Randy's arm. All right, all right.